And I think it's just to dwell on these three thoughts very quickly. You know, the thought of justification is important as well as a principle that we understand. And Romans, as we get through it in detail, we'll see that our sins are viewed as offenses against God. And therefore, the offenses, as seen as in condemnation, results in death. The sentence of death is upon us as men. As we are heading towards the gallows, there's one that comes forward, that's the Lord Jesus, that says, I will take all of the offenses of that person. In fact, the whole world, right, in that true sense. And our offenses are now transferred from our slate, our rap sheet, to his account.
Amen.
It is not as if we've never sinned, because we have been an offense to God. And so that list of all of our offenses is seen in Romans 1 through 3. All of these things against God, the Lord Jesus has taken upon his account. And why this is important to understand is that when we speak of the law, as Brother Chuck says, the law only tells us how bad we are. It upholds the righteous standards of God, and God will not lower his standards. In the keeping of the law, the fulfilling of God's law, it says someone has to die. And I was heading for the gallows. And the Lord Jesus steps forth and says, put his sins on my account. Hmm. And that is why now the second thought as we've had here is the freely by his grace, is that the grace of God now comes in, that which we did not deserve, is seen in the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus. Because a price had to be paid so that you and I that were in the slave market of sin under the control of another master, that the price would be paid first to God, but then also to ransom us. And in doing that work, if we believe, that is where now we are those who have the righteousness of God that is in Christ Jesus. So I wanted us to understand those three things. Justification means we had offenses against God that now have been placed on the account of the Lord Jesus. He dies because death had to come in. We now have the free gift, the grace of God. And through redemption, the price has been paid in blood, and we have been ransomed and bought back, made holy, set apart by that work on Calvary's cross.
You know, I'm looking at the time. Our time for our reading is over, but I'm going to just draw us a little bit over here, because it's exactly what Tony said is expressed in these beautiful words. It says to declare at this time in verse 26, his righteousness. Now listen to this. That he might be just. What a wonderful thought. That God is declaring that he is just in setting us free. The price has been paid. What is he looking at when he says he's just? He's looking at the cross. More importantly, he's looking at the second 3 hours when our Lord Jesus was made sin. When he who knew no sin, who did no sin, when he was made sin for us. That God looks back at the wonder of that blessed man that died there, and he says, do you know, because of that work, I am just in forgiving the sinner. But not only am I just in forgiving him, I will be his justifier. I will be his justifier. Who is he that condemneth? This is what we'll have in Romans 8. God says, who is he? He issues that wonderful challenge. But I just thought as we end the readings that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now let me tell you again what Emil said as we began this reading. You can tell me that I can take one of those legs off of that chair and it'll hold me up. You can be very sincere about it. You can believe that a three-legged chair is going to hold me. And that'll be very good till you try to sit in it. And then you'll find I was sincerely wrong in what I believe. Here's God's standard. Him that believeth in Jesus. I want to address myself as we close. Have you come personally to the same conclusion that we have here? Therefore, 28, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Dear young sister, has that been the conclusion you've come to? Dear brother, if you're not saved, I can't call you a brother. Young man, have you come to this same conclusion that I was lost? I had no hope. I was without God in this world. That's what's true of Gentiles. You know what else we as Gentiles had? We had no promises. We had no promises of blessing. But this is what grace, somebody brought it out. Grace has come in. And he's not given me what I did deserve. He has given me what I did deserve. So what a wonderful time we've had. I hope you all have time to look more at this in your groups tonight, that you get over especially into chapter 5 tonight and look as we go into that portion. If you have questions, we want to tell you, I speak for Emil, John, Tony, myself. We have time. We have all day. If you want to talk about some more of these verses, we want you to let us know that you'd leave here with a firm understanding of what the book of Romans is.
And if you don't have questions for me, I have questions for you.